listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. This episode is an important one and it's for new and seasoned sellers alike, but especially if you're a new seller, this one is for you. I'm going to be talking today about the things that you should be focusing on as a teacherpreneur. The truth is there's a lot of stuff out there that we feel like we need to be doing and it can be overwhelming. So I'm going to be breaking down what I think you should be focusing on. This is mainly for newer sellers. I feel like the new people in TPT tend to be the most overwhelmed by everything. But if you are somewhat seasoned on TPT, I still think this is worth listening to because you may still feel the overwhelm. I know that I do. So let's get started. So here's the thing. As teacherpreneurs, we're often given the impression that we need to be doing it all. So creating products alone is probably one of the hardest things. It's like so many facets to it. It's so full of learning curves. And despite the fact that product creation is probably the most important thing we should be focusing on because it brings us sales, like literally we can't make sales without our products, there is this overwhelming pressure for us to do a million other things as teacherpreneurs. So this isn't our fault. It honestly just comes from a lot of external sources. And I admit that I contribute to this myself. So I'll take some blame. But Facebook groups, podcasts, Instagram, blog posts, pretty much everywhere on social media and lots of different platforms, you're hearing a lot of other sellers telling you what you need to be doing. Like I said, I definitely feel like I contribute to this problem. I obviously have a podcast and a blog and an Instagram and a Facebook group, and I'm always giving tips and advice. I appreciate that sometimes might overwhelm you. So you've got to sort of take these little things on, you know, file them away for later, write them down, but don't feel like you always have to be making all these changes. But yeah, there are hundreds of things that you could be doing. So I'm not wrong and the other sellers aren't wrong. When we say you need to do something, you know, we're probably right. There's some things you could be doing for your business, but that does not mean that you have to be doing them all or that you have to be doing them now, especially if you are a newer seller. So I've created this podcast really just to alleviate some of that pressure that you probably have. And I want to talk about some of the important things that you should be focusing on and when you should take on new things in your business. But before we go any further, I just want to say, you do not have to do it all. There is this, it's like a misconception that to run a successful business, you have to have every single social media platform and you have to master Pinterest and email marketing and blogging, and it's a pressure that none of us can really live up to, and that's the truth of it. And I just want to say that you do not have to be doing it all to succeed in this business. I repeat, you do not have to be doing it all, so do not let the pressure get to you. So let's talk about what the important things to focus on are as a TPT seller. If you are brand new to TPT, as in you've been doing this for like less than 3 months or only a couple of months, very, very new, product creation is first and foremost. So 90% of the other stuff that you are told to do is just marketing, but you cannot market products that you do not have. So you need to spend those first few weeks and months really exploring TPT, getting to know the website, understanding everything that you need to know in order to make and upload good quality products, learn how to make successful products, figure out what sells, work hard making them and work hard uploading them. That is what you should be focusing on. Now, you may get conflicting advice from other people that might say, join TPT straight away, set up an Instagram account, straight away start Pinterest, but don't feel like you have to do that literally from day one. If you want to spend your first few months just on product creation, I'm all for that, definitely. You need to build up your store, which means you need to ensure that you have a good 20, 30, I don't know, a good amount of products so you can actually start making some money, and then you have something that you can actually market. I mean, it would be crazy for you to be making pins. You don't actually have any products to make pins for. So that's a rough number, but I'm just saying, you know, if you only have 10 products in your store, you need to be creating more, not setting up a Facebook page for your store. And especially when it comes to things like trying to tackle ads and stuff, like that's just way, way in the future if you only have like one product. A real world comparison that I like to use is it's like worrying about the decor of your new house that you just bought, buying pretty flowers for your dining table, trying to impress your dinner guests when you haven't bought the dining table yet. That's a lot of what it's like. Marketing is a lot of like the icing on the cake and you haven't baked the cake. So what I'm trying to say is focus on product creation and don't feel bad about it. You can start marketing in your first few months if you like. You know, everyone has a different journey. I know that some people have been on TPG for a few months and they've made like 50 products. I mean, some people do this full time. Everyone's got different family lives and jobs and schedules. Some people aren't in the classroom. So if you're making a lot of products and by 3 months you have loads of products, I'm not saying you can't start anything else marketing wise, but you basically want to make sure you have enough products before you start tackling anything. And for the most part, if you're in your 3 month kind of period, you probably don't. Especially if you're someone that's been on for a few months and you only have like 5 products. So I know that everyone's different. So when you're still a new seller, but you've been doing this a bit longer, you know, maybe you're in your 4th, 5th, 6th month, I don't know, you've been doing this half a year or something around that kind of time. You're in your first year, still a new seller, but you have kind of got the hang of it a little bit. Product creation should still be your focus. You know, you might hear people say, and I say this a lot, that sales start picking up when you get to like 50 products or 100 products. It's true. You know, you're not going to become a millionaire with only 20 products in your store. So keep building products. However, if you want to, now that you are building up a store full of products, you could dip your toes into marketing. So I personally find Pinterest is the best marketing platform for me. So if you want to know my backstory, I started my store in 2015 and I did that for quite a few years with just Pinterest. Like I literally didn't have an Instagram account, a Facebook page. I didn't do blogging or email marketing. Nothing. I just created products and gradually took on Pinterest and it was pretty chill. I did not feel overwhelmed, which I know a lot of people are feeling nowadays because they have all this noise of everyone saying you need to be doing email marketing or whatever. So yeah, explore the site, familiarize yourself with what a good pin looks like, create stunning pins every time you make a product. You know, you can gradually build up that momentum on Pinterest because in my opinion, Pinterest can take, you know, 3 to 6 months for an account to really start gaining any traction. So you can start Pinterest in your first year. Why not? But you don't have to. If you don't like Pinterest or you don't want to start Pinterest, you could pick another platform to ease yourself into in your first year. You could start an Instagram account or you might already have one as a teacher and you could work on that. But my main takeaway here is that you don't want to be doing more than one thing in your first year. You should really just focus on one and master it. I like to compare it to juggling. Would you rather juggle 5 balls all at the same time and drop every single one? Or would you rather just like throw 2, maybe 2 or 3 and actually hold them up in the air? You know what I mean? So yeah, don't try to take on too many things. So in terms of social media, I personally focused on product creation and Pinterest for my first few years. I think those things truly matter. And I do think I never felt stressed or overwhelmed because I didn't focus on too many things. I just had those two. And the truth is, my opinion on social media is that people are on there to unwind and relax. They're not necessarily looking for a sales push from you. Whereas Pinterest, they're going on there because they want to look for an idea. So they are literally there to try something and buy something from you. They're probably not on Instagram for that. So it's a little bit harder for you to be so salesy. Now, if you don't want to worry about the intricacies of social media, you could just get onto Pinterest. However, if you want to secure your store name on an Instagram handle or a Facebook page, that's not a terrible idea. You could set up your accounts. That's completely harmless. But if you're feeling stressed right now because you took too much on, then that's probably because you've got too many things happening and I would definitely just leave 1 or 2. Don't feel like you have to do them all. I can't imagine trying to figure out Instagram and Facebook marketing when I first started because I barely even understood Teachers Pay Teachers. Barely even knew how to make a good product for, I'm not even gonna say a few months, maybe even a few years it took me to figure out how to make a good product. So I'm relieved I wasn't posting on Instagram my terrible first few attempts at product creation. I'm really glad, honestly, because I now have product photography that I use and I kind of shudder to think of what my Instagram account would have looked like if I'd started in my first month. I just don't think those products were ready for Instagram. So my advice overall is you need to do things when you are ready. If you feel excited and you want to start an Instagram account, then you can do it 100%. But if you are doing something because someone else has said it's good for marketing and they said, hey, Instagram's great for TPT, you need to have an Instagram, and it's making you feel stressed, then don't do it. And the other advice I want to give is that you need to do things one at a time. So if you work on Pinterest in your first few months, maybe you could pick up Instagram a couple of months later, join Facebook the end of that year. Do not try and take them all on at once. You will drop all of those balls. You're just trying to juggle too many things. So Yeah, one at a time. And this goes for more experienced sellers too. You know, I cannot do it all. It's just literally not impossible. Even if you are full-time TBT, you'd have to have like a team of virtual assistants to be able to physically master every single platform. It's impossible. Honestly, it is. I'll be real with you. I am not great at every single platform because it'd be physically impossible. I am not bionic. I'm not a robot. So I admit that Facebook pages are not really my thing. I kind of prefer Instagram. I admit that I like Pinterest and I'm probably better at that than blogging. I mean, you know, you can't be good at everything and that's okay. You just have to gradually take them on and get better. So I now want to move on to some of the more seasoned seller kind of tips, because once you've mastered social media and you've kind of picked up a few of those things, you might start hearing chatter about blogging. That's a very popular thing. So do you need a blog? Blogs are awesome, and yes, you will hear lots of people saying that they're a great way to get traffic to your store. I encourage you to create one. If you hear people talking about it, I mean, they're not wrong. I encourage you to create one, but here's the thing. You do not need a blog in your first month of TPT. You do not need a blog in your first year, even if you haven't figured out product creation. You don't need a blog if you hate writing. You don't need a blog if you are time poor and the thought makes you want to just cry, like curl up in a ball and cry, then you definitely don't need it. But if you do like writing, some people really do, then, you know, that's great. But wait until you're ready and ease yourself into it with a manageable amount of posts. So, you know, maybe once a month or something like that. Don't expect that you're going to be able to blog every week. That's pretty time consuming. So building a blog and being consistent isn't easy. Honestly, it took me a while to figure out how to set up my blog. It can be a big headache. It's not something that's like, it's not as easy as creating an Instagram account. It is not a 5-minute job. And the other thing I want to briefly talk about is email lists. You might hear people saying email marketing is the best thing ever. So do you need an email list? Now, if you are a seller who's been on TPT for a few months, or maybe even your first year, I don't know, this is probably something people disagree with, but I don't actually encourage you to start an email list yet. Now, I know that's crazy. You hear people say that email is like the best thing. You must do it straight away. But I remember what it's like being a new seller. I mean, that's like running before you can walk if you haven't even learned how to create products yet. But if you've got loads of products and you feel comfortable with all the other marketing platforms, I guess you could try it. My personal view is that it's like building blocks, that you should have your store. You need search engines like Pinterest. You need some social media. You need like a footing on a bunch of marketing platforms, really, or at least one, so that you can actually get your email marketing going. I don't know how you would do that if you were brand new to TPT and you had no social media and no Pinterest. I don't know how you would do that. I feel like it's a good stepping stone to have products, maybe be good at Pinterest, and then you can advertise your lead magnet on Pinterest, or to have an established Instagram and you can send people to your freebie and they can sign up for your email list. If you don't have any of those things, I don't know how you would really run an email list. Same with blogging. That's a really great place to collect emails. And if you don't have a blog, that makes it tricky. Now, the reason what I'm saying is controversial is that you'll hear people say email is the best, and they are right. It is the best. But just because something is good doesn't mean you have to do it straight away. Email marketing is, just as a side note, it is amazing because it's yours. And if Instagram deactivates your account or Facebook changes its algorithm, you know, we can all suffer for that. It's not our platform. It's like a borrowed time kind of thing. You know, we can be grateful. It's a free platform, but it's not ours. Whereas if you have a blog or an email list, you know, you can weather the storm of algorithm changes and stuff. Email is always yours. And people will open an email like a million times more likely to open an email than they will see your Instagram post. It's the truth of it. Algorithms are not our friend. Yeah, so you'll hear people say, I wish I'd started an email list sooner, and I agree. I only started my email list in the last few years. Of course, I wish I'd started it sooner, maybe a year before I did, but I do not wish I'd started it in 2015, because 2015 Alex would have just been crying on the floor, like tearing her hair out. That's just, yeah. The last one I was going to say, do you need a website? Because having a website is a great place to host a blog or sell your products one day. If you're a seasoned seller listening to this, you might be at that kind of phase where you're like, yeah, I've got Instagram, I'm good with that. Do I need a website? And yeah, it can be a really great thing to have as one of your more final stages. Selling on your own website is a great next step. I personally don't do it, but because of all the tax dramas and stuff, but if TPT ever shut down, I mean, I guess those people that have their own websites would probably be laughing. You're saving on commissions and things. It's got its benefits, but I would not worry about building a website if you're a new seller. A free blog is a great way to start. If you're established though, a website is definitely something to consider. So for those listening who are more established on TPT, I do think a website's a great opportunity for you to have your own real like SEO as well. Like, you want to be searchable on the web kind of thing. So more seasoned people, yes, a website's probably a really great thing, but For new sellers, definitely don't be worrying about these final few points. Now, in summary, my final thing I just want to say, and I want to repeat from earlier, is you do not have to do it all. You need to do things when you are ready, and you need to do things one at a time. Especially if you are a new seller, focus on your product creation, the thing that's actually going to make you money, and tune out the rest of that noise. Do not feel pressured. I hope that that's made you feel a bit better if you are someone that was feeling overwhelmed. I just wanted to add that if you are a somewhat seasoned seller on TPT, it's okay if you are also feeling overwhelmed. It's kind of expected that newer sellers would struggle because, you know, there's just so much information overload. And as we start doing this for longer, we feel like, you know, what's the excuse? I guess I should be mastering everything. Everyone else seems to be. But you don't have to be good at everything. Just because you've been doing this longer doesn't mean you're expected to be able to do every platform and be a genius at everything. That's pretty unachievable. And the people out there that do look like they're doing it all, a lot of the time the backstory is that they are doing it full time, that they have virtual assistants and people helping them, you know, or maybe they don't have a job, like that's their full-time job. Maybe then, or they're teaching part-time, or maybe they don't have a busy family life or anything like that. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors, so don't assume that they have a hugely busy life just like you, but yet they're somehow managing to do it all, because it might be a completely different story. So yeah, don't compare yourself to other people, definitely. And understand that it doesn't matter where you are on your journey, it is always going to be hard. It gets easier, but it's okay if you're still finding it hard. And yeah, it doesn't matter. Even if you're not a brand new seller, even if you've been doing this for like 5 years, just because you've been doing this 5 years doesn't mean you are expected to be good at everything. Running a business is a constant learning curve, and it's okay. You know, you hear that someone else has a really successful blog, then they have tens of thousands of followers on Instagram, and you're thinking, you know, why don't I have those things? You don't have to have all of those things. You know, pick one thing to focus on. New or experienced, however long you've been doing this, sometimes it's best just to focus on one thing. So yeah, I hope that does make you feel a bit better. I do apologize because I like to keep these podcasts like super short, and I feel like I've gone a little bit longer today, but I think it's worth it because this is a really important message for you to hear that, yeah, it's okay to be overwhelmed, and there are ways to make it a little bit easier, and it's called not putting excessive pressure on yourself unnecessarily. Now, if you feel like there was a lot of good points in this episode that you wish you'd written down or something, don't worry, I do have a blog post that this podcast was based off, so it's got all the same talking points. So if you want to go and check out the blog post, you can be reminded of all the things I've said today. I'll put a link in the show notes for you. But anyway, don't feel overwhelmed, don't be pressured. I hope that you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.